misdeeds, and this man cuts your hand, he creates another misdeed. In this way, you become bound up by one deed after another, karma bandhan.
So by this tampering of bodies, they'll become more and more entangled.
Oh yes. But trouble whether they will be able to do so, that's it. And even they are able to do so.
They've already done some, made some progress like that.
What is that progress? They cannot create even an ant.
Well, by changing the chromosomes and the gene structures, they mutated bodies. Just like there was a few years back, there was a drug called thalidomide, which was given widely to pregnant women. It was supposed to help them, but it turns out that it mutated many babies. It changed the cell structure in the womb, and they all came out without any limbs, born without arms and legs.
That much harm they can do.
Yeah.
That's all. Without arms and legs. And
yeah. It was a mistake. They created some drug which made babies being born without arms and legs. So they'll be able to change bodies. That's
change body can, because we have several times explained.
Yeah.
That after sex, the two kinds of secretion, they mix and emulsify, and it forms into a body like a pea.
Mm.
Then the pea grows. Now by medicinal process, you can stop growing the hands and legs.
But they have mistaken. Whatever was supposed to grow that day wouldn't grow. It would take up the next day.
Mm.
So if an arm was supposed to grow that day and she took that thalidomide, the arm wouldn't grow. The next day, the process would continue to grow. Something would be missing. And that day, the medicine was taken.
Yes, in the growing condition, just like a seed is fructifying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add something, it may not fructify.
What they're trying to do now is, in a tube, a glass tube, they recreate the conditions of sex life.
So that's only, what is the credit there? Why they are foolishly trying that? That is my problem.
Well, they're just simply
suppose
curious.
Suppose if they can create a living entity within the chest tube, what is the credit there? There are so many living entities.
They can never go beyond natural law.
Huh?
They can never go beyond...
The only use ultimately will be destructive. They'll be able to ruin everything.
That they're doing. They're expert in doing it.
They can't help what happens.
They will create more chaos, that's all.
Even if they create 50 Einsteins, Einstein and Ben.
Even if they create, you know, what Einstein has done?
The atom bomb.
What is the gift of Einstein?
The atom bomb.
Atom bomb?
Yeah.
That's all. Einstein is worshipped because he has given atom bomb. That's all.
One of the things that they're trying to do now, that the Space Administration has spent millions of dollars already, they're trying to create a cross between an animal and a man, which will have a human brain and an animal body composed of different types of animals, so that he can survive on other planets.
So, what is the credit there? We have already got. Anyway, we are not going to give any credit to these rascals.
No, let them do it first.
Yes, whatever they propose, we have already got.
Can we say, Prabhupada, that all these efforts are due to the perverted nature?
Yeah.
In other words,
Maya. This is called Maya. They forget their real business and they apply their breath in some nonsense activity, childish.
But their nonsense is imitation of some kind of absolute.
Nonsense.
Their nonsense is an imitation, a perversion.
Imitation is that the absolute has got creative power and they have got the creative power, they're using it pervertedly. That's all. that creative power, this creative power is the ideas. Any a child can have many ideas. The ideas, that's not very difficult.
But isn't there a perfect form of these ideas in the spiritual world, which but originally these perversions came from?
Our perversion came from the idea, as already explained. In the spiritual world, the creative power is there. They can create anything they like. That what they create, that is all blissful and pleasurable. And there, this creative power here used, whatever they create, that creates misery, that's all. That is the difference. Because it is perverted. It is perverted. Just like perverted, you can understand in this way. Just like a tree standing on the bank of a river. Now the top of the tree is reflected down. Just like in Vaikuntha Loka, Krishna's dancing with the gopis, that is parokya rasa. The atmosphere is that the gopis belong, they are wives of others, but they have come to Krishna. This parokya rasa. Parokya rasa means enjoyment with others' husband or others' wife. This is called parokya rasa. Sakya means married, and parokya means extra. Okay? There, this parokya rasa is the supreme. And here, this parokya rasa is the most above. The parokya rasa is there. But here, it is above. And there is the supreme.
So the top becomes the bottom.
Similarly, can we conclude that, for example, if they have cars here, or if they have bicycles here, or if they have
Bicycles you have created. So the real thing is that you have got the creative power. But so you are creating simply to become intact. That creative power is being misused and you are becoming more and more intact. That is the point. Now when there is question of creative power, there may be so many things created. The basic principle is creative power. Yeah. You know that because by my concocted creative power I manufacture bicycle, there must be a bicycle.
Oh, no.
Not that.
Yeah. They have other vehicles,
chariot, nice thing.
But isn't the bicycle a perversion of that chariot? In other words,
perversion it is, because you have your ideas are perverted. You are creating some perversion which is useless there. They don't create anything which has no bliss and knowledge. Here, everything is created under ignorance and misgivings, misunderstandings. That's all.
We are financially very
Unstable.
Yeah. Inquisitive of things happening by nature. Real scientists, because they are completely under the control of material processes.
Yes.
They change their thinking. They think that whatever they do is done by themselves. Being controlling. So they change the consciousness from spiritual consciousness, they change the material consciousness. So things become worse.
Yes.
What about the what is curiosity? What is that feeling of curiosity?
Curiosity is inquisitiveness. What is that?
Is that present in the spiritual world also?
Yes, even there is. The answer is already there.
Even the answer is there. Still, there is curiosity.
Yes.
Isn't the original curiosity the curiosity to know Krishna?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to
original say, curiosity, everything in relation with Krishna, here also, we are inquisitive to know the material nature, and that is also Krishna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that is external energy of it. But they are the internal energy.
So they can go on forever and never find Krishna.
Illusory.
More and more complex.
That is sung by one Vaishnava poet. Ikku bhaviya mono kaatho chushi lide. Ikku, sugar cane. And a stick is like sugar cane. So they are chewing the stick, not the sugar cane. Both looks the rod, pole. But here the unfortunate, they are trying to get juice from a rod. And they have no information of the sugar cane. That is also like rod. It is perverted reflection of that rod. And they are trying to chew it and get juice out of it. That is their asking. Ikku bhaviya mono kaatho chushi. Kyamone paivi mitha. If you perverted rod you chew, thinking that it is sugar cane, then where is the sweetness? Where is the sweetness? You are chewing a rod and you are trying to get sweetness out of it. How it will be possible? That is a different thing. Ikku bhaviya mono kaatho chushi vide. Kyamone paivi mitha. Very good. That is not from last time.
There seems to be.
And yet, like, the snake is very cold, you know?
Cold.
Very cold. Like, body is very cold.
Yeah.
So, one is very heated. And he takes the snake to become cold. And the snake bites. You finish. It is like that. Taking cooling effect from the body of the snake.
So, Papa, can we say that you wanting cooling effect is all right, but you're going to the wrong
that
source?
Is it. Yeah.
That's the mistake. In other words, the curiosity is all right, the ideas are right.
They have their creative force is there. So use that creative force for satisfying Krishna. Then you get pleasure. But
otherwise,
here they are using the creative force for satisfying their senses.
They're going to
the
snake.
Yeah, senses. That's not there. Suffering. There is the mistake. The creative force, the chemical knowledge, chemists or physicists, they are advanced, they are creative. Now they should use it for Krishna. Just like the chemist or a physicist, by chemical statement, they may prove that it is Krishna, the original. Then that creative force will be. Idam hi pumsas tapasas sutasava sistasya sutasya chabuddhibhutta dattaya abhichitartha kovibhi nirupita jaduttama shloko gunanubhane idam hi pumsas tapasas sutasava. Here we discover so many things by tapasya. It is also tapasya.
Mm.
That these people are dying, we are going to do that. That is tapasya.
Yeah.
So they are discovering something after many years research. Mm. That is called tapasya. Idam hi pumsa tapasya sutasya. Education. Sistasya. Gentle behavior. Sutasya. All good things. Idam hi pumsas tapasas sutasava sistasya sutasya chabuddhi dattaya. Intelligence, charity, These are all good things, tapasya. But how these things will be successful? Avichita artha nirupkavibhi nirupita by kavi, like great sage and saintly persons. They have decided that by all these creative forces, you try to describe the Supreme Lord.
Describe.
Yeah. A scientist can describe. Yeah. An innocent man, he is describing the Supreme Lord by chanting Hare Krishna. But a scientist, by his chemical research, by physical research, as they are doing, he, instead of getting a life in the test tube, nonsensical, if they make research and find out, they so-called scientists and physicists, chemists can understand through chemistry, by physics, Krishna, that will be. They are researching, they are trying to find out the life within the test tube. But why not find out Krishna?
Is that possible, Prabhupada?
Yes, why not possible?
Well, I thought that the only way possible is to approach a guru and trust him.
Yes. Everything has to be learned by approaching guru. The guru is giving, I am giving instruction. That by your chemical knowledge, you try to explain Krishna. By your physical knowledge, you try to explain Krishna. Mm-hmm. Because Krishna is everything. This chemistry, physics, mechanics, everything that is manifestation of Krishna's different energies. So, when you have captured the energy, then through the energy go to the energetic. That will be successful. That is nice.
You mean just
then your learning of chemistry, physics and mechanics and whatever you are talking about, that will be successful. But they are misusing, which is impossible. How could they? That is different thing. The instruction is that if you are researching something by your chemical knowledge, and if you are trying to establish something, so instead of that nonsense thing, you try to find out Krishna by your chemical knowledge. Chemical knowledge, you can find out Krishna. Why not?
Just like he was saying that there are four atoms that are the cause of everything, hydrogen, nitrogen. Those four. So try to find out how those four are coming from Krishna's energy.
So yes, like Krishna says, rasoham apsukanteya. This is chemistry. Is it not? Rasa, the liquid test in water. Mm-hmm. Krishna says, I am. So now, this water is the composition of hydrogen oxygen. Now find out hydrogen, oxygen, Krishna. Make this research.
Now first he has to be Krishna conscious. Right?
Well, Krishna conscious is very, very high position. But if one wants to make his life successful, so here to a chemist, this is a hint that this taste, the nice taste of water is Krishna. Now we prove it by chemical and other experiment. Raso hapsu. Kuntiya. Prabhasmi says Surjaya. Now, Krishna says that I am the shining of the moon and the sun. Now, you find out by physical experiment. This shining, there is a source. Now, the sun is the source. The moon is the source. Now, try to find out where from the sun came? Who created the sun?
They're still mystified that the sun can create so much energy and never be diminished.
Yeah. So who manufactured this item, sun? They also say sun is composed of these chemicals. So instead of trying to analyze this composition of the sun, find out where from all these chemicals came, who manufactured. As soon as we say chemical, it has been manufactured by somebody. This research, That will make his chemical knowledge, physical knowledge perfect. But if he wants to create something of goblin, then it is waste of his energy and misleading him. That he cannot.
They say that the chemicals came out of energy, from sound, vibration.
Yeah, energy. So that energy must be coming, the electric energy is coming from the power house. So you have to find out where from this energy is coming. I have got some stock energy by which I can lift this, is it not? So similarly, what from the energy is coming, with lifting and moving and everything. And that is real research.
Prabhupada, I understood that man could find about the properties of things and how they are related to God, but he could not connect to God with the ordinary process. The only way to connect was through hearing and submitting.
So yes, at least one should be intelligent to understand that where from the energy is coming. And the answer is in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah. So our proposition is Krishna consciousness. We know that Krishna is the original source of all energy. Therefore our knowledge is perfect. Now, one who has become chemist and physicist, he can prove this, that Krishna is the original source of all. Then his knowledge of chemistry, physics is perfect. Because people want to know through the modern science. So, if one is real scientist, let him prove that yes, this energy is coming from Krishna.
That's your job. What is your field of science, special chemistry? What kind? Organic?
So Krishna said, Rasoham Apsukam Deya, prove it. This rasa is Krishna. Pravasmi Sasusudya physics, the signing, I am. The sound in the sky, that I visit something. That is one. That is bhakti. That is bhakti. And not to propose some nonsense things. In future we shall do this and that.
I was just looking at this picture. They have created this machine through so much labor and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to hook it up to this unborn lamb like an umbilical cord. So they have created an artificial mother, so to speak, for this animal.
What is the use? That's the fool. What is the use?
There's
the mother is already...
Yeah. The mother is in the pasture, right?
Yeah, that's such a nonsense, spending money.
So,
Anartham, useless things.
They get some, it seems
already there is mother, and they're spending millions of dollars to create a artificial man. Yes.
There seems to be a natural propensity for men to enjoy putting two things together and watching them.
That was creative.
Satisfaction.
The creative part.
Yeah.
Creative part. So God is creating. He has got the creative force, multi energies. So just like a child, a small child, a baby, he also take another baby, doll baby. What is that? And it has no value. It is like that.
We're playing with dolls.
Yeah.
Taking it
sometimes
seriously.
In your country, small children, they cook, they have got small utensils.
That's right.
Yeah.
Used to
my
be.
My sisters, and when they were young, they're cooking with a lamp. a small piece of dough, puri, and I was the guest. It is not cooked, simply dipped in the ghee, and I was to eat. Hot puri. It is like that. It is nothing. But enjoy.
Yeah.
Mother is cooking, so we shall cook. It is like God is creating.
Yeah.
Lamb, we shall create. That is that much clear. That's
uh-huh.
Child.
Childish.
Yes. Childish play. And foolish person, foolish man like me, is eating that food. You see? So these things are childish and are enjoyed by the rascals and fools. It has no meaning.
The scientists think that knowledge is given on by Krishna. Whatever we do is for Krishna. So, before trying to make something, that the thing that they are doing, they think that they are doing for Krishna. And
no, they must see that by doing that, and that Krishna is pleased. That is it. That should be. Yes, you are doing everything for Krishna. But whether by that thing Krishna is pleased, that is to be seen. That is bhakti.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you cannot do without Krishna. That's fair. The ingredients are Krishna. The intelligence is given by Krishna. Your hand is given by Krishna, your leg is given by Krishna. So you cannot do anything without Krishna. But the credit is by doing something, when you satisfy Krishna, then it is Krishna. You cannot go within the boundary of Krishna. That is not possible. It's like the same thing. The children are playing mock puri. That is within the jurisdiction of the parents. They are not independent. They want to play. Mother, give me this little dough, I shall go. All right, take it. Give me little ghee. All right. Give me little that. So it is not without the jurisdiction of the parents. But if by making the puri, the mother and father are the guardian is satisfied, then it is perfect. Otherwise, it is a chance.
If they please the parents.
Otherwise, it is Chinese. Nowhere.
Why is there pleasure in creating something, in making.
Pleasure in him, not to others.
No, I mean,
this creation will not please anyone else except that rascal.
Yeah, but what is that in the act of creating something, say, even I'm a rascal, if I create something nice like this, why do I get pleasure from doing that? What is that pleasure?
Pleasure?
By making something, creating
because
something.
You are active, you are a living being, you are active. So, by activity means you are living.
Mm-hmm.
That's pleasure.
But if I create something like a poem or a picture, why do I get pleasure from that act, that activity?
Because you have got senses. So your senses are satisfied that you have created something. So by the sense satisfaction, you are thinking you are satisfied.
It's temporary, it's not temporary.
Yes, sense satisfaction.
Oh, by recreating with our hands what our brain conceives
whatever
and
it
gives
plan.
Its pleasure.
It is your sense pleasure. That is material.
It's part of the false ego.
Yes.
Saying I am creating this.
When you instruct that the scientists should use their science to discover Krishna,
yeah,
could we, as your students, with our non-scientific knowledge, also...
No, you don't require to acquire scientific. Whatever knowledge you have got, with that knowledge, you try to please Krishna.
Yes.
The main business is to please Krishna.
Yes.
Now, because I am saying the scientists may do this, but please, that doesn't mean that you have to become a scientist and then please Krishna.
No.
Whatever you have got, please Krishna.
Like for example, I've got a little knowledge of psychology.
You do that.
I can prove, I think, that man has scientifically, that man has a spirit, and that spirit is eternal.
Do that. That will get contribution.
Now, can we study things like this in these classes as well?
Whatever it may be, if your aim is to prove the existence of Krishna, that is nice. That is the meaning of this verse, right? Idam hipam sas tamasas sutas sava sutas sasistas sachabuddhadattaya abhichito artha pavidhi nirupita yaduttamasloka gunanuvarnanam uttamasloka gunanuvarnanam. Psychology, how it is working by the mercy of Krishna, by Krishna's energy, if you can describe, then you will get service to Krishna.
Tomorrow I think we'll discuss one contemporary psychologist named B.F. Skinner. His basic theory is that everything is mechanical. Our psychology is a product of our conditioning. So we can tomorrow discuss that. But I don't have any other questions about science. Perhaps you have any questions? Comments?
Why did modern scientist Thomas really?
Everyone is materially contaminated by the scientist. Everyone. Any living entity who is in this material world is contaminated. Everyone. Trivi gunamayi bhavai. Is not this the verse? Trivi gunamayi bhavai. Where is Padma? You find out the word from the index. Trivi gunamayi bhavai.
Trivi
gunamayi bhavai. Trivi gunamayi bhavai, find out the verse.
Trivijaya?
No. Trivi gunamayi bhavai. Trivi. T-R-I-V-I-H.
Yeah. Guru Mayar Bhagavar, Avik Sarvamitam Jagat,
Mohitam Nakijanati Mami Parambhogiyam. The translation, deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance, the whole world does not know me who above the modes and is obstacle.
This is the condition. What is? Part what?
The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. In this material world, everyone is under the influence of these three gunas and is thus bewildered. By nature, living entities have particular types of body and particular types of psychic and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three material modes of nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know where we are going to be in the next life, still by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this bodily conception of life, and we thus think that we are American, Indian, Russian, Brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that men, deluded by these three modes of nature, do not understand behind the material background is the Supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc., and each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. And those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Lord in his personal feature, and possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. And when even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
So without being Krishna conscious, everyone is in ignorance. And in ignorance, whatever you say, that is all loose talks. It is no way. Basic understanding is ignorance. It's not only the scientist, not only the so-called scientist, everyone. To be ignorant, Mohitam, Jabba, they are killing.
So in this is most common people believe in so-called scientific findings and scientists in general, because they think that science is going to change their fate. They're going to make a nice house, if science discovers something, they believe they can do to make some very nice things. So if the scientists, the so-called modern scientists, if they are, if they change a little bit their consciousness to Krishna consciousness, then they can also change the attitude of people thinking that scientists are going in the right direction, they are becoming Krishna conscious.
Yeah, if the scientists turn to Krishna consciousness, then the face of the world will be changed. Because jad acharati sreshtha tattat eva itare jana. The leading personalities, if they do something, others will follow. That we want. You become a big, great scientist at the same time you are, then people will follow. If we say something by hearing from you, that is secondary knowledge. But if you say directly, we have got sound putting our scientific knowledge, that will be nicely followed by us. Whatever we say, we see on the strength of Krishna's state. Krishna says this. Oh yes. Krishna, Krishna says, Aṁ sarvasya prabhava makta sarvam pravartate, everything emanates from me. Now, if a scientist says in scientific language that the original source of everything is Krishna, that will be followed by many persons. What is that verse? Jat jat acharati sreshta tat tat yogi parikrama. Sajat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Not found? Jad acharati sreshta.
Yes. Jad acharati sreshta tat tat eva karojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
People are misled because the leaders are misled. Therefore, just like this man is talking all nonsense, he is rascal number one. Now, in the name of scientific wars and this and that, he will be misled.
The leaders are giving him millions of dollars to research.
Misleaders. So I when I talk misleaders in that manner, they were doing like that. I call them, they are all misleaders. They are saying they could not challenge me. Because they know they are misleading. How they can challenge? They know their position. They are doing nothing. They are simply bluffing people. That's all. Just like a man, if he's a thief, if you challenge him, you're a thief, he'll hesitate to say no. And as soon as he remains silent, that means he's a thief. If he's not a thief, he'll immediately, you rascal, why are you calling me a thief? What have I done? Give me proof. That will be the answer. But if he remains silent, that means he's a thief. Maunam sammati lakhanam. If one remains after challenge silent, that means he is yes, yes. The silence means yes.
So if we challenge the scientists and they cannot answer us, if we challenge the scientists and they cannot reply.
No. They reply foolishly, yes, we are trying to find out. They don't listen to and teach us. This evasive reply. That's not reply.
The whole thing is that they have no basis. They don't know where everything came from.
No, that is their defense.
They don't know how it started. They don't know where it's going. They just observe a little piece of it. And they say that this is what we're doing.
Knowledge means janmadasya jataha. To find out the original cause. That is the
original.
Yes. That's what Brahma says, here is our yoga. Sarvakarana karanam. Cause of all causes. Ishara Parama Krishna.
Once you said that science means to know everything about something. Everything about something. So practically there are no scientists. They don't know. Maybe.
Yes, science means everything of something. That is science. Now we know that. Something means Krishna. And so far we understand from the Shastra, we can explain everything else.
They can't explain anything about what they're working with.
No.
It's all theories.
Law of gravitation, the apple falls down. They find out, discover law. But why the apple falls here? Why not this way?
So they say that the earth, the center of the earth is an iron, is mostly iron, and there makes a magnetic field around the earth so that everything is drawn to the center.
Like a tree goes in this way. What is that for?
It's trying to resist gravity. Growing is to grow against gravity.
So why doesn't it grow in this way? The tree is growing this way, why not this way?
But sometimes, if it's trying to get the sunlight,
sometimes.
Law of least resistance.
To change it, then it is going this way.
If they have to get the light, to the light, sometimes they grow like this.
Then there is E. Then it's beyond your control. When you say E, then it's beyond your control.
It's controlled by nature. Yeah. It's laws of nature.
Yeah. And nature is controlled by Krishna. The reality of control is Krishna. Now they are manufactured these aeroplanes. And the design is just like bird. They cannot make any other design in flight. The two wings must be there. Now fly your aeroplane without the wings. So all this Xerox copy, that's all. That is their thing, copying. And then taking. By copying, the same child is playing.
Yeah.
By preparing something nonsense, eatable by another nonsense. They're taking it. Mother, I have done this. Mother. Mother says, yes, dance, dance, dance like money. Mother knows what has created. This is good.
So you can make a little airplane out of paper and throw it. They think, airplane.
In reality, according to my knowledge, I throw it. And his knowledge, he makes another. But he does not know how many big aeroplanes and planets are floating in the air. That is creation of God. that aeroplane, so much many animals, and that's why there is big wind passing your belt. And there is danger passing your belt. But this big lump of matter are so much blast and so much air, wind and all, but you do not feel any trembling. But it is actually floating. Yes,
2,000 miles around?
And rotating to 1,000 miles per hour. And you cannot understand. This is perfect. And God never said, no, I mean, big blast is coming. Fasten your belt. Fasten your belt.
Yeah, perfect arrangement. No disturbance.
Purnavidam. This is Purnavidam. Perfect. Purna, Purnamudachya. Why it is perfect? Because he is perfect. He is perfect. Purna, Purnamudachya. Purna, Sapurnamana. That perfect is so perfect. Many millions of planets are created by his perfect energy. Still he remains the same. Not that he is finished. His energy is finished. No? Purnasa purnamanaya purname vavasishyate. Still remains perfect. That is perfect. Here in the material world, however perfect you may be, if I go on constantly taking your energy, then it will be old and become an energy. Finished. But that energy is never finished. Purnanda, 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 Chati, Purnanda, 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 Oshu Chati. The example is given in the touchstone. In the touchstone, one touching iron, it becomes gold. Mm-hmm. But the touchstone's energy remains the same.
The magnet is like that too, isn't it? Magnet. You can touch so many pieces of iron, and they will all become magnetized, but the magnet remains the same magnetic.
It's power.
Yeah.
Ayastantam. That's called magnet called Ayastantam. Or touchstone. Anyway, there are the material things. And what to speak of Krishna? Take the sun.
Yeah.
How much energy and heat is coming from millions and millions of years? Where is the loss?
The loss.
This is material. He creates something small. They have created this cloth, one year winding, and we have to wind it three times a day. Although it is bigger.
What is that? They say once a year?
Once a year winding. And we have to take care of it three times a day. This is nonsense. Imperfect.
Papa, when Krishna came, why did he break some of these rules? Why did he break some of his own rules?
Like, because he is God. Yeah. He must do that. Otherwise, how is God? If he is under the rules and regulations, then he man, he is a human being. Should break. That is his body. If he cannot break, then he is under the laws. The laws are not under him. Breaking the law is Krishna's qualification.
Does the end of the life of Rama, Father, could be also explained by the natural law?
That's why you end up your life, similarly Brahma's end of life, what is it? Difficult to understand.
But everything else will all of a sudden stop in the material world?
That you shall see then. At the end of Brahma's life.
If we're here.